Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Ethics charges against House Speaker Mike Hubbard are becoming a campaign issue in the partisan battle for seats in the Alabama legislature. The Southern Progress Action Fund, an Arkansas group with deep Democratic Party ties, has begun airing ads featuring Hubbard's mugshot and urging voters to unseat incumbent Republicans. Hubbard called the ads an attempt by an outside liberal group to influence Alabama elections. The Alabama legislature is almost certain to remain majority Republican, but Democrats are seeking to regain some seats in swing districts. Hubbard was arrested on October 20th on 23 felony ethics charges. Alabamians may have been noticing a dip in gas prices across the state. This is part of a nationwide trend, which is expected to continue throughout the upcoming holiday season. Riola Duer is a senior economist with the American Petroleum Institute. She says even the slightest change in gas prices has a large impact on the American consumer.
It's kind of a mini economic stimulus for the average family because every penny reduction in the price of gasoline is worth about $1.4 billion nationally. So if you're down 30 cents, it works out to about $350 a family in the course of a year.
Duer adds the lower cost of gas will likely lead to more drivers on the roadways this holiday season. She says the lower cost comes from a recent increase in American production of oil. November is National Diabetes Month. This year's theme is Be Smart About Your Heart. Control the ABCs of diabetes. Most people are familiar with diabetes being associated with kidney disease or blindness. But the fact is that people with diabetes are twice as likely to die from a heart attack or stroke than people without the disease. Dr. Griffith Rogers is the director of diabetes, digestive, and kidney diseases at the National Institutes of Health. He says diabetes is a big problem in Alabama.
In Alabama, and specifically, it's about 11.1% that have diagnosed diabetes in the state. So you're almost 2 percentage points above the national average.
Rogers says a number of factors contribute to diabetes that may be in higher quantity in Alabama. The list includes people who are overweight or obese, over the age of 45, or part of a particular racial or ethnic group like African American or Hispanic. Tuskegee University is gearing up for an event showcasing electric vehicles, toys, and renewable energy for local students and teachers. University officials say hundreds of children and educators are expected on campus Thursday for Tuskegee University Electric Vehicle Transportation Day. School officials say the event will also feature guest lectures from Alabama Power, the University of Central Florida, and the Florida Solar Energy Center. Tuskegee University and the University of Central Florida were among the schools awarded a $2.4 million federal grant to transform American transportation systems and create projects promoting environmental sustainability. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Expect a full dose of sunshine on this Monday. Temperatures top out in the upper 60s for much of the state, low 70s along the Gulf Coast. As for tonight, clear and not as cool. Lows back in the 40s, upper 30s for the Tennessee Valley. As for Tuesday, highs top out in the low 70s. Look for an increase in cloud cover late in the day. And especially on Wednesday, a few showers will become possible late in the day on Wednesday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.